Good evening, everyone. The most frequent question hanging in the mind of the truth student, the greatest confusion or dilemma, is why health, harmony, or prosperity are delayed in experience. Perhaps the greatest point of an individual's spiritual awakening is that of realizing the immediacy of healing or harmony. Once immediacy is realized and lived, this world has been conquered, belief has been overcome, and spiritual freedom has been attained. So let us more deeply tonight understand how the instantaneity of healing and harmony is brought through. When it is realized that God or truth is principle, just as gravity is principle or math is principle, the immediacy, the is of healing or harmony among any and every form, activity or amount begins to dawn in awareness. The moment is truly realized, healing and harmony are quickly evident to corporeal sense. It may take a few minutes, hours or days for sense to catch up and evidence the healed body, the sufficiency of money, the prosperous business or bank account, the harmonized condition. But the healing itself is instantaneous and is experienced as such. One, the realization, and the other, the whole and healthy visible form, are the same one experience. God or truth is, just as any principle is, and it is only in the realization of and living of is that truth is visible and real in experience. The inability of human or material sense to see truth is a matter of unawareness, not of an absence of or lack of whole and healthy body, thing, or condition. Our lack of awareness makes even that which is present and visible right where we are, invisible to sense. If I'm standing right next to you, but you are unaware of my presence, then I am invisible and unavailable to you. It is as if your unawareness of me shuts me out of your experience, makes me non-existent to you. We can all remember searching for a lost item, only to eventually discover it right under our noses. Why did we not see it immediately? We believed it had been lost, and under the hypnotism of belief, we went searching for it everywhere, apart from the one place it stood. When we believe that we do not have God or good, we cloud our sense of that which is. We search for good with a state of sense that cannot see good or God. In this way, we unwittingly make good invisible by our unawareness. But when we abandon material sense for spiritual, just as we may abandon four wheels for two, as we learn to balance on a bicycle, when we transform our five sense faculty into that of spirit, when we upgrade sense from material to spiritual, when we graduate from five material senses to one spiritual sense, spiritual form becomes clear and visible, and the only reality. Whereas I was blind, now I see. So realize, the only state of being in which spiritual body, thing, and condition is visible and practical, that which material sense names physical or worldly, is the spiritual state of being. In other words, only spiritual sense sees spiritual form. Only a God state of being sees a God state of form, a true good state of form. Only like sees like. Sitting in many hours of silence during the past few days, I'm drawn to work closely with a small group of advanced and devoted students and practitioners in transforming sense. The transforming of sense is the one spiritual requirement. It's the one awakening. Be transformed by the renewal of your mind, St. Paul tells us. Once our sense of mind is renewed or refreshed, truthful form is clear to see and to have in our everyday experience. This is so because mind is form. The unconditioned or true mind is itself unconditioned, true form. Therefore, as soon as we have transformed our sense of mind from material to spiritual, the truth of form is visible to us everywhere we are, and in and as whatever it is we do, for our work, our business, among our family, and so on. Evidencing truth is not about changing, healing, harmonizing, pacifying, or prospering form in itself. It's about seeing truthfully, lifting sense to cognize that which is. This is why our whole 12 weeks are to be devoted to this one transformation of sense faculty. It is this single focus and daily practice that will evidence miracles of truth among you and beyond, among the wider circles of each student's influence. We are to learn to abandon material sense. We are to learn to abandon material sense and reliance for true sense and reliance. Through true spiritual sense, body, thing, condition, amount, and activity are witnessed truthfully, i.e., healthily, harmoniously, abundantly, lovingly. Through spiritual sense, healing is quick, sharp, and powerful. But you see, the reason truth is quickly, if not instantly evident, is that through spiritual sense, nothing is in need of healing. To true spiritual sense, God is all of all in all as all. It is this God state of sense that evidences a God state of so-called outer body, thing, and condition. Spiritual sense does not accept appearance as being reality, but realizes the presence of truth despite appearance. Judge not by the appearance, but judge righteous judgment, the Master tells us. Spiritual or God sense means that we live in and as a constant, or let's say near constant, state of is. What kind of is? God is. We live in a state that realizes that any is God is, not something else is, not human is, or physical is, or material is, but God is. And that's the truth. In a state of is, we do not wait for good. We are it. We do not want or need good. Our state of spiritual isness is the instantaneity of all good. Consciousness and form are one. I and the Father are one. And the I of me, my consciousness, is the universe I experience and all the form it constitutes. Put differently, it is when we climb into God awareness that God form is visible. It is when we sense our environment with spiritual sense faculty rather than with material or human sense faculty that the healthy, harmonious, abundant and loving truth of form is visible. The old sense has passed away, and the new height of awareness has emerged, and all is seen to be whole and good. Let's rest with this for a couple of minutes. Now, tomorrow night we're recording a 1-hour class on the instantaneity of healing and harmony that's going to be sent out freely to all of you. And for those who are joining the 12-week class, there are meditations, guided audio meditations on the class page that you can start working with before the class starts on Monday, October 31st. So for the moment, thank you, and good night. And the 1-hour class will be sent out either tomorrow or the next day, as soon as it's ready. And please freely work with it and benefit by it. Practice the truth you hear in it. And in that way, you will start to evidence much, much faster health and harmony and prosperity and love throughout your lives. And for all of those, and for all of you who are joining the class, and for all of you who are, and for all of you who can and are joining the class, I very much look forward to devoting these next 12 weeks to the message and the practice and the fruits of truth in your lives. Thank you, thank you. Good night. Be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind, St. Paul tells us. Once our sense of mind is renewed or transformed, truthful form is clear to see and to have in our everyday practical experience. This is so because mind is form. The unconditioned or true mind is itself unconditioned, true form, visible good form without belief clouding it. Therefore, as soon as we've transformed our sense of mind from material to spiritual, the truth of form is visible to us everywhere we are and in and as whatever we do for our work or our business, among our families and friends, and so on. Evidencing truth is not about changing, healing, harmonizing, pacifying or prospering person or form in themselves. It's about seeing truthfully, lifting sense to cognize that which is. This is why our whole 12 weeks are to be devoted to this one transformation of sense. We are to transform our faculty of sense from material to spiritual. It is this single focus and daily practice that will evidence miracles of truth among you and beyond, among the wider reach of your consciousness. Indeed, miracles unfold when mind is transformed. Without thought or concern for or effort in the outer reacts to the renewed mind as the mirror reacts to a new image placed in front of it. The one and the other are the same one. In other words, the cause and the effect, or the cause and the image and likeness, are one and the same. We are to learn to abandon material sense and reliance for true sense and reliance. Through true spiritual sense, body, thing, condition, amount, and activity are witnessed truthfully, i.e., healthily, harmoniously, abundantly, and lovingly. Through spiritual sense, healing is quick, sharp, and powerful. But you see, the reason truth is quickly, if not instantly evident, is that through spiritual sense, no person, thing, or condition is in need of healing. Spiritual sense is not fooled by pictures of either good or bad, but sees through all pictures to truth. Spiritual sense does not accept appearance as being reality, but realizes the presence of truth despite appearance. Judge not by the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. To spiritual sense, God is all of all in all as all. It is this God is all of all state of sense that evidences a God state of so-called outer body, thing, and condition. The healing of any and every discordant picture is then quick and infallible. It takes a great deal of mind renewal to attain true spiritual consciousness. Let's not fool ourselves that anything different is true. Indeed, attained healing consciousness takes devotion, of course. Most who have been on the spiritual path for years or decades have still not attained it today and continue to struggle to bring health and harmony to their experience or the experience of family, friends, neighbours and so on. Many still struggle with lack and limitation, still struggle to achieve success in business, to evidence family harmony or to experience loving and fulfilling relationship. Yet, any devoted individual can readily attain it. Despite belief and despite the human experience we've each had to date, whether that's been good or bad or even terrible, as I know many experiences are, truth, the infinity and freedom of being, is our inherent state of being. This is why it's time to have one focused 12 weeks program of spiritual transformation. It is time for all who are ready and devoted to break free of material belief into true spiritual freedom. There are details about the daily meditations we're having and the 24 classes that we're having throughout the 12 weeks on the written piece that was sent yesterday. Spiritual or God sense means that we live in and as a constant or near constant state of is. In a state of is, we do not wait for good, we are it. We do not want or need good. Our state of spiritual isness is the instantaneity of all forms of good. Consciousness and form are one. I and the Father are one. And the I of me, my consciousness, is the universe I experience and all the form it constitutes. Atpaladeva stated it with these words: if the object did not have the nature of awareness, it would be without illumination. It would be invisible to sense, as it was before its appearance. Awareness cannot be different from the object. Awareness is the essential nature of the object. And D.T. Suzuki: we generally distinguish between inner and outer, but the distinction is no more than a form of thought construction. Change the position, and what is inner is outer, and what is outer is inner. And Jesus, the Christ, the Master or Truth Consciousness: when you make the two one, when you make the inner as the outer and the outer as the inner and the above as the below, then shall you enter the kingdom. Then shall true form be visible to sense. And within a man of light, there is light, and he lights the whole world. When he does not shine, there is darkness. Awareness is form, that which we call real, tangible, visible, or of this world. Whatever ingredients are lodged in our individual awareness are the forms, nature, and character of individual outer experience. These transform in direct proportion to the transformation of mind or sense, the spiritualization of mind or sense. It's when we climb into God awareness that God, which is good without opposite, as person, thing, and condition, becomes visible. It is when we sense our environment with the spiritual sense faculty rather than with the material or human sense faculty that the healthy, harmonious, abundant, and loving truth of person and formation are visible and real to us. The old sense has passed away, and the new height or purity of awareness has emerged, and all is seen to be whole and good. In other words, all diseased or discordant pictures heal. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There's a note here on the written piece about how to use the meditations that we're having in the run-up to class, so let me read these here for you as well. Please keep these meditations in mind throughout the days running up to the start of class. Practice the presence as you go about your days. Re-listen to the day's meditation a number of times to keep it alive in your consciousness. It is when you are aware of the message of the meditation or the general message of truth, more than that which the world presents to you or that which attempts to disturb you, that your mind is being renewed. Use the meditations, and the same can be said about any truth, to build your spiritual strength. Be strong in truth. Maintain a greater amount of truth awareness than you do world awareness. This is the key to building and maintaining and walking in the world or operating in the world with spiritual strength. And I'll also share here the instruction we have about the use of the 84 daily meditations the group will have. And again, if you're unable to or are not joining the class, then please use this instruction in your general truth awareness. Each meditation focuses on one specific truth statement drawn from the classes to keep in mind throughout the day. These meditations form a major aspect of this class and of the transforming of mind. They are the daily substance of sense transformation, the spiritual food that keeps your awareness lifted above appearance and immersed in truth above all else. For this reason, please work devotedly and consistently with the day's meditation throughout the day. Keep it running in your mind. Keep it alive in you. Silently and consistently give it to your world, to every person, thing, and condition that presents itself to you throughout your day. In this way, you are building the consciousness of truth within you. You are renewing your mind and developing a strong spiritual awareness, and you'll quickly see the fruits of it in your body and affairs. Remember, mind is form. As quickly as your mind is renewed, or spiritualized, we can say, every form of life begins to reveal its truth. You will notice greater health and vitality in your body. You will notice business picking up, becoming easier and more naturally affluent. You will witness more love and friendliness, more love and harmony among your family, friends, and neighbors. A new inspiration and vision of life wells up from within. Life becomes deeper, more colourful, filled with greater wisdom, more purposeful, beautiful, and bountiful in every way. A deep peace permeates your being and lives your life. A true inner satisfaction radiates throughout you. A satisfaction that cannot be disturbed by any outer picture. More importantly, your spiritual fulfillment becomes witnessed fulfillment in your world. your spiritual consciousness, your transformed sense faculty, becomes the evidenced form of person, place, thing, activity, amount, and condition. Why? Because one and the other are the same. The inner and the outer are the same one. There's no difference, there's no separation. The in is the out, and the out is the in. I am form. Form is I. Only in this way do we fulfill our purpose of life, which is to reveal truth for and as all in the world. My food, my fulfillment in every shape, form, and amount, is to do the will of Him who sent me and to finish His work. We heard this beautifully in the recent Living the Miracle Self class and the German retreat. And we'll be hearing much more of it throughout these 12 weeks. The riches and glories of life are readily available to all who renew their minds in the realization that this very life, this very world and all in it, is full of the treasures of good. That limitless amounts of good are freely available to each and every person who is willing to seek it itself rather than the forms in themselves. Let us get on with the Father's business of renewing and transforming sense for all in our worlds. There is nothing more satisfying to me than seeing you and your world free. Let us see your freedom emerge during these 12 weeks of class. Well, that's it for now. I hope this has been useful in audio form for you and enables you to benefit from it and to be able to work with it, even if you're unable to or are not joining the class. But for those of you who are attending the class, I very much look forward to being with you from Monday and working with you for these full 12 weeks of spiritual renewal. Thank you.